Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. Kewaskum police are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in the armed robbery of a gas station that occurred at just after 11:15 Friday night. The attendant on duty at the Citgo station in the 1100 block of Fond du Lac Avenue in Kewaskum says a man entered the gas station after closing and displayed a firearm. He directed the female clerk to the back room where the safe was located. He took money from the safe and the cash register and fled in an unknown direction. The suspect is described as a black man, maybe around 6 feet tall, whose face was covered with a bandana. Kewaskum police are investigating. Tips can be left anonymously on the Washington County Law Enforcement tip line. Plans to turn the former Ponderosa restaurant on West Washington into a pizza ranch in West Bend appear to be moving forward. A site plan that includes some architectural changes to the building and minor alterations to the parking lot goes before the City of West Bend Plan Commission tonight. The commission is also going to look at building additions and parking lot expansion for Good Shepherd Evangelical Lutheran Church and allowing an oversized electronic sign for Burger King as that renovation wraps up. The Plan Commission meeting starts tonight at 6 o'clock at West Bend City Hall. A 46-year-old Hartford woman who's pled not guilty to 3 felony drug delivery charges in connection with that alleged Campbellsport oxycodone and heroin distribution ring is scheduled to appear tomorrow afternoon in Washington County Court. Not guilty pleas were entered in July for 46-year-old Julie Hansen of Hartford. A plea agreement appears to be in the works in her case. Some other members of the alleged ring have also entered into plea agreements to avoid trial. Washington County administrators are looking into the possibility of expanding services provided by other county programs and departments into space already used by the ADRC across from the hospital in Hartford. ADRC Director Tammy Anderson recently met with County Administrator Josh Showman and Deputy Administrator Matt Furno to look at ideas and options to bring some county services to residents in the southwest part of the county and save them a trip to West Bend.